welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of January 5th, 2015. It's been almost 6 weeks since we last talked to you.
You got it right, though. 2015, you didn't...
I know.
That's tough, and still say 2014.
Crazy.
Good job.
So yeah, I'm your host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and traveling Melissa Hansen.
Oh, what's new?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Vagabond lifestyle you've had. She's a gypsy.
I am. See, we're going to get complaints about that now.
Why?
That's why I switched to use the term vagabond.
Why? Gypsy is a derogatory term?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not the term, but using it that way. Mm. It's because gypsies are real people.
Okay. Well, how were your holidays? Let's start with that.
Boring.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. That's fine.
I survived the ridiculous Christmas tour that we had, which almost killed me, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. It did. You're not exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating. We did get paid, though, so that was a good thing. And now I have the month of January off because I'm going to start speech pathology and start rehabbing my very tired, very exhausted vocal cords, as if you couldn't tell. So that's on my docket for the next week. What has your past week in entertainment been like?
Well, I was getting in a winter mood.
Yeah?
I finally watched Snowpiercer.
That was Chris Evans. Chris Evans, thank you.
Starred in it. Yeah. And the friend I was watching it with was like halfway through. It's like, wait, is that Captain America?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So that's how different he looks and seems in this. It's definitely a different, it's action some with that, but it's definitely a different role for him. And he does a great job. The cast is amazing.
Okay.
Crazy Ed Harris is in it. John Hurt.
Oh, Sir John Hurt now.
We haven't seen it in a while. Jamie Bell's in it. Tilda Swinton's in it.
Oh.
As crazy as ever, too.
Of course.
And then Octavia Spencer.
Oh, I love her.
A very kind of not Octavia role.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been watching her play like a nurse on a Red Band Society.
Oh, that's right.
That was a switch. So it's a sci-fi thriller.
Okay.
And it's got like Asian roots.
Oh.
Junho Bong, writer, director, who I'm not so much into all that.
Okay.
But I know other people know who he is. So it's got like kind of, it's Hollywood and like Korean cinema, like mixed.
Okay.
So it was an interesting movie, but the thing I had heard like best movie of the year.
Oh, wow. And,
like how amazing it is. It's this apocalyptic tale. They're all stuck on a train because like the world's so cold, it's inhabitable. And you have this caste system on the train, and then you have a revolt.
Okay.
But I heard, best movie, and it was interesting. It was good, but it didn't blow me away. Okay. It's worth watching.
All right.
But it was a good movie, not like an amazing movie in my mind. But I also watched it with an engineer.
Yeah.
Who was like, wait a minute, why does it take them a year to get around the world? We need those people to begin with. Wait, this makes no sense. Like, what?
Yeah.
And my only answer was, well,
it's a movie.
Because the guy's crazy, so nothing makes sense. Like, that was the only, there was no reasoning to a lot of things. And if you don't care about that, it's probably nicer, but when you stop and are thinking, like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It takes you out.
Okay.
So. Anyhow, so I recommend it. I mean, it was definitely good. I was just expecting to be like, oh, wow, at the end. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Hmm.
Let's go watch something else.
Well, that hasn't even been on my radar, but I have gotten movie crazy since I've had time off. Now I'm trying to get caught up on a bunch of stuff. I saw Into the Woods, which was beautiful. We're in pre-production right now for a stage version that we're doing next December. So we've got a long, slow development process. So it's interesting to see it from that perspective. It's a beautiful, Rob Marshall is a great director. Aside from Pirates of the Caribbean 4, which never should have been made in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
what he did with Chicago was brilliant. And what he does here with Stephen Sondheim, and a very big show and a very unique show, is highly respectable. The talent in this is off the wall. Emily Blunt and James Corden are fantastic as the baker and the baker's wife. Meryl Streep, brilliant as always. Anna Kendrick, Chris Pine, and Billy Magnuson do they turn what was originally a good song into a great performance piece with Agony.
Wow.
Well worth seeing. Cool. Well worth seeing. My niece, who is 11, went with us to see it, and she was kind of enthralled. Oh, now, nice. It is dark.
Yeah.
So it takes the original fairy tales, and in the theater version, the first act is all happy ever after. Everybody gets what they want. Yeah. And then in the second act, you see what actually happens with happily ever after. And it isn't always be careful what you wish for kind of thing.
Right. And just to point out, these tales aren't that light.
No.
To begin with. So, yeah, to make them even kind of darker and take out that happily ever after is, stuff. So. Yeah.
So well worth seeing. I've also been catching up with a lot of fantasy stuff. I'm going to see it. I watched the first two Hobbit pictures.
Okay.
So I'm going to see the third tomorrow. Just a lot of stuff out there. I went back through all these 80s stuff. I saw The Dark Crystal for the first time. Jim Henson's Dark Crystal, which I didn't really like.
Yeah.
It didn't... I'm a lifelong Jim Henson fan. First generation Sesame Street.
Well, to like all those movies.
Yeah. And I appreciate where he was going, because at that point in his life, he was trying to take puppetry into this amazing new direction and create new worlds and things. And I firmly appreciate what he was trying to do. But it was boring. Oh, it was boring. So, anyways, I went back and watched Legend. I watched, with Tom Cruise and Tim Curry. I watched Krull, which still holds up for me as a great cheesy movie. Just a lot of stuff I've been watching. So, anyways. Box office this past week, after the holidays, it kind of calms down.
Yeah, it does. The numbers are not that high. Yeah. But no, a huge surprise. The Hobbit, number one again, I think third week.
Yep.
But only $22 million for the weekend, which is decent. Into the Woods is second with 19. Mm-hmm. Unbroken, Angelina Jolie's World War II.
Yes.
Drama, $18 million. And then, this may be a little surprising, Woman in Black 2 is in fourth with $15 million.
People will go see horror movies, regardless of what it is. In fact, my friend Chris, who is a writer on Sci-Fi's new 12 Monkeys series, I've known Chris forever, from back when he was doing PR and stayed working with me in the press corps in LA. He said, I have no idea what this movie was about. He sat through the whole thing.
He watched it. Because the first one is based on a famous play.
Yeah.
Like kind of horror, scary play. Yeah. And Harry Potter starred in the first one.
Yep.
And so I know that because that one followed the play. So this one is, I don't know what storyline they came up with for the second, and I don't care. So obviously, even if you watch it, you don't know what storyline.
It's like Evil Dead Nurses or something like that.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, rounding out the top five is Night at the Museum.
Which was good. And I've seen all three. It's on par with the first two. I actually think it's closer to the first one than it was the second.
Okay.
And it's fun. Like, we took the kids to see it. And they loved it, so it's, if you're looking for some family fun stuff, and it's one of Robin Williams' last performances, and he does fantastic with it, so.
Aw, well, mine just made me all sad.
I'm sorry. This coming week at the box office, Liam Neeson is back in Taken 3. I think they
still... They're saying this is the final chapter.
Well, they've run, what, did they steal his dog this time? So, I don't know, Paul Thomas Anderson's Inherent Vice with Joaquin Phoenix and a whole bunch of other people, which this kind of looks like they're trying to create the next version of Big Lebowski.
Okay.
From the trailer, that's kind of got the vibe to it. I saw the preview, and it looks phenomenal. Ava DuVernay's star-studded Selma, the story of Martin Luther King, Dr. King's march. And then Ethan Hawke in the sci-fi thriller Predestination, all coming to the box office this weekend.
Yeah. I'm interesting to see Selma.
Yeah.
I have read some articles and stuff. So many civil rights stories are actually about, like, the white hero in it. And it, this, like, isn't, you know.
Yeah. Well, what was the one we saw with about Medgar Evers with Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
What was that?
That was about, I can't remember the title.
Is that Mississippi Burning? No.
No. That's Willem Dafoe's.
Oh, right.
That's another story. Okay. But yeah, that's exactly one.
Yeah.
It's about the white lawyer.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The case kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, he was actually the hero of the movie. And that's what that's so often how the stories are told.
Yeah.
It's still, it's the civil rights thing, but, like, it's actually about the white hero in it. Okay. So I'm very interested to see this one and see more reaction once it's out. So anyhow, that's what I'm looking forward to. So.
All right. Coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, Atlas Shrugged Part 3, which you can skip because we've reviewed the first two, and they're both terrible, so I have no doubt that this one will be terrible as well. You really can't adapt Ayn Rand's writing.
They made three.
She's so depressing. I mean, I know this is one of those really well-respected books, but, I mean, come on. Yeah. Richard Linklater's Boyhood, finally arriving on DVD this week. DVD nice. And Blu-ray. The flip side of that is Nick Cage in Left Behind.
No way.
Ugh. More biopics. It's that time of year. James Brown, the biopic Get On Up.
Nice title. I love it.
Yeah. And then Idris Elba and Taraji P. Henson in No Good Deed, which is a thriller. All on DVD and Blu-ray this week. Over at Redbox, The Guest, a movie that everybody on our staff fought over to review. They wanted the assignment. Really weird. And it doesn't star anybody, you know, big name, but apparently this movie is garnering a whole lot of attention, so you might want to check that out at Redbox. Another movie that's gotten a lot of attention on the indie circuit, the art house, Brendan Gleeson, probably people know him as Mad-Eye Moody in the Harry Potter movies, in Cavalry, which is supposed to be a phenomenal picture.
Mm-hmm.
You get a double deuce of John Cusack this week.
Ooh.
Drive Hard and Reclaim. He's making shit. I don't know what happened to his career. Shitty direct-to-DVD movies.
No.
And he passed up on Hot Tub Time Machine, too.
Okay, because this was somehow going to be better. In any way, like, for his career or experience or anything? Really? Yeah. All right, then, dude.
And if you want to see Boyhood or No Good Deed, head over to Redbox, because those are both available this week. Netflix. First of the month, a lot of stuff. I just picked a handful of interesting titles here. Live action, 101 Dalmatians with Glenn Close as Cruella de Vil. Kids will love it if you haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
The original Amityville Horror with James Brolin, Margot Kidder, and Jodie the Demonic Pig.
Nice.
Yeah. George Clooney suits up as Bruce Wayne in Batman and Robin, which is a terrible movie, but I actually liked what he did with the character.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Burton's Big Fish with Albert Finney and Ewan McGregor. Beautiful, beautiful film.
Such a good one. Yeah.
And they brought it to Broadway, which I never saw. So, and then Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of bunch of different stuff over at Netflix this week. At Hulu, we're going to focus, since Hulu is known for TV, we're going to focus on what's new on TV on Hulu.
Okay.
Dead Like Me. 2 seasons, 29 episodes. You watched that series.
I did. It's a really, it's a cute one. It's a good one. It's an interesting, it's a young woman who is a complete loser in life, ends up dying. This isn't really a spoiler. It's called Dead Like Me.
Yeah.
And she becomes a Grim Reaper. And it's her and her little group of Grim Reapers. And Mandy Patinkin.
Okay.
Is kind of the head of it. So it's her trying to deal with, at the afterlife, make it better than her real life.
Okay.
And dealing with that. So it's interesting. It's funny too. And you know, it's touching and funny and yeah.
Okay.
Anyhow, thumbs up on that one for me.
Great. 80s TV, 30 something, 4 seasons, 85 episodes. Ken Olin has gone on to produce and direct a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Including Alias. He's behind Sleepy Hollow right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Nickelodeon's, we get a bunch of kids stuff right now. Nickelodeon's Invader Zim, which was a hot thing back in the 90s. 3 seasons, 27 episodes. X-Men, the animated series, which was huge. A huge undertaking for Marvel. It was probably one of their finest, still holds up as one of their finest animated series. 5 seasons, 76 episodes, took 40 years of history and actually made it somewhat decent storytelling. And then the 90s version of Spider-Man, which was 5 seasons, 65 episodes, also highly respected series. All those are available on Hulu this week. And that's what I have for physical and streaming media.
All right. Well, TV, we're kind of back to normal schedule, but we have all the mid-seasons and
that's right.
Second part of stupid reality TV. Okay, so anyhow, Monday night, The Bachelor is back on ABC. And it actually started last night, Sunday night, but it's on Monday, too, The Celebrity Apprentice on NBC. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, Gallup,
Tuesday.
Yes.
What?
I was going to say, did you have Gallivant in there? That started last night as well.
Yeah.
On ABC.
Yeah, it's mentioned. So that's actually Saturday. They're rerunning that pilot, and then it'll be on Sundays.
Okay, and it's short-lived. I think my nephew said it's only like 4 episodes.
Yeah, it's like a series of ones. Yeah, but Tuesday we have the full title is Marvel's Agent Carter. Agent Carter on ABC, which is a spin-off of Captain America's story.
Yeah, the very first Captain America tale.
Yeah. Yeah. So so that is Tuesday, and then MasterChef Junior Edition is back on Fox Tuesday, Switched at Birth on ABC Family, and Cougar Town on TBS.
Is that show still on?
Yeah, this is, I think, the final. It switched to TBS.
Okay.
It was, you know, major network and a couple seasons. It got picked up over there. Wednesday is the Goldbergs is back, but it's, to me, a very special episode.
Why?
So the Goldbergs, which is a really great show if you haven't caught it. It's a family comedy, but it's set in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So especially if you grew up then, you just spend the whole episode going, oh my gosh, look at those jeans. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, look at that. Oh my gosh. But this one is a New Kids on the Block themed episode. Which they did a Goonies one last season.
I saw that one.
Was excellent. So this is about the New Kids on the Block.
Okay.
So that's Wednesday night on ABC. I'm really looking forward to it. People's Choice Awards is on CBS. And then American Idol is back on Fox. But what's also on Fox is a new show called Empire.
Ooh, they've been promoting a lot of this.
This is Terrence Howard and Taraji.
Taraji P. Henson, yeah.
Isn't it? And it's like music industry.
Yeah.
It's like the whole hip-hop empire.
Yeah.
But it's a family drama within it. You know, kind of set in that. So I don't know. It looks pretty cool.
Which I got kind of a Reverend Run vibe off of that, you know, with him and his boys. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So anyhow, I will be checking that one out.
All right.
For sure. And then also on Wednesday, Talking Reality, Wahlbergers.
Oh, jeez.
Is back, but they have a new reality show, too, that's paired with it.
What?
Donnie Loves Jenny.
Oh, God.
Oh, so we now know why they got married, because they got a reality show out of it. This episode is about their wedding.
Whatever.
In St. Charles, Illinois.
Oh, Jesus.
So, anyhow.
Thanks.
Thursday, Parenthood is back for its last few episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It took kind of the mid-season break, and yeah, it's finishing up. So there's only a handful of episodes, and it's very, very sad.
Okay.
So if you're a fan of that, don't miss that Thursday, and we'll finish out the run together and cry. Portlandia is back on IFC Thursday night. And this time they're delving more into, like, some characters.
Oh, yeah.
Doing longer episodes on them instead of like shorter sketches.
Okay.
So that's interesting. Friday Glee is back for its final run on Fox. And then Saturday I mentioned Gallivant.
Yes.
Just a rerun of the episode. It's also a rerun of the pilot of Agent Carter.
Oh, okay.
So those are Saturday nights. You can catch up on them if you miss them. And then the new episodes will be airing Sunday and Monday night for this. And then also Sunday night is the Golden Globes on NBC. But, dude, it's Tina and Amy hosting, so
yeah,
I'll tune in for that. So, it is soundtrack week in music.
Okay.
You know, like, music and books and stuff, like, not that exciting.
Yeah.
Because I tried to get them all out for Christmas presents.
Yeah.
But, Night at the Museum, Secret of the Doom soundtrack, which is Alan Silvestri.
Great. It's more fantastic music from him.
Yeah, and then also the Woman in Black 2, Angel of Death soundtrack. Marco Beltrami?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yep.
Is it good?
Yep.
All right, so that's that if you like the soundtrack. And then they're re-releasing the Gone Girl soundtrack.
Oh, I still haven't seen that movie.
Oh, you gotta read. Oh, really good.
Okay.
read it too. I mean, it's a great read, but they did a great job with the movie. All right, books. This week, BBC has a book out called Doctor Who, Official Guide on How to Be a Time Lord.
Oh, God.
So, and then, yeah, lots of TV and movie stuff. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, The Seven Secrets of Awakening the Highly Effective Four-Hour Giant today.
Uh-huh.
The characters have written this self-help book.
Oh, jeez.
Uh-huh. All right. And then, you knew this one was coming. Anna and Elsa.
Oh, Jesus.
All Hail the Queen is one, and then Memory and Magic is another.
Uh-huh.
So they're illustrated.
Of course.
Books. Based on that, they're re-releasing 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
One, it's the movie tie-in edition, which is not going to be better written than the original one. Because it's pretty crappy writing. I have no problem with the subject matter, no problem with the movie. I know there's like calls to boycott the movie because it's about control instead of love and blah, blah, blah. Anyhow, I have no problems with any of it. It's just really crappy writing. Okay. And then cookbook this week, Chocolate Covered Katie, over 80 delicious recipes that are secretly good for you by Katie Higgins. She has a blog where she does kind of healthy dessert recipes. Oh. And I followed her for a while, but now a bunch of them are collected in a book.
Uh-huh.
So if you are trying to eat healthy but miss your chocolate, you will want that one.
All right.
theater news, Disgraced, which has been playing at the Lyceum Theater.
Yeah.
It started this fall, but it is going to close on March 1st.
Okay, there's a lot that's closing before the spring. So
yeah.
Cleaning house in Broadway
so,
right now.
But, so if you were a fan of How I Met Your Mother,
yeah,
you need to get out there by then. Because this stars Josh Radnor.
Oh, okay.
Gretchen Mol.
All right.
So if you haven't caught it yet, you need to get out there in the next couple of weeks because that announced its closing date.
Okay. A lot of death in the industry over the past couple weeks. Just recently, the other day, yesterday, we lost ESPN Sports Center Stewart anchor Scott.
Start again.
I can't talk. Yesterday, we lost ESPN Sports Center anchor Stewart Scott to cancer at age 49.
Yeah, and he's someone I liked. I'm not a huge sports fan.
Yeah,
but I saw him on other things.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was smart and funny, and I thoroughly enjoyed listening to him.
Yeah, he and Chris Burtman have kind of been the anchors of that network from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
He was originally a big man. Stewart was a bigger guy and lost a lot of weight. And then we found out that he had been diagnosed with cancer and was going through treatment. And Robin Roberts, his colleague at ABC News, was going through this at the same time. So there were parallel stories that and I guess this hit her pretty hard.
Yeah.
Christine Cavanaugh, best known as the voice of Chucky on Rugrats,
mm-hmm.
Has passed away at age 51. And it's interesting because they just are not saying what happened.
Yeah.
So we're not sure what's going on there. Edward Herman, who was the Gilmore mm-hmm. Girls patriarch and the big bad from Lost Boys.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's what I really know.
Yeah, age 71. And then Donna Douglas, who was Ellie Mae on the Beverly Hillbillies, has passed away at age 81. Fallout over the Sony hack. Who did it? Why did they do it? Who are they going to hit next? Apparently someone's threatening CNN next. You know, the FBI is swearing it was North Korea. Other people are saying it's not. They're going after a former Sony staffer. I guess they have six suspects that they are pursuing, one of which is a former staffer at Sony Pictures in Culver City. I don't know. And now Sony's lawyers are trying to say all of these websites were coming after you legally for reproducing and printing sections of the information that was really... Please, the genie is out of the bottle, folks.
Let it go. And how much money have you now made on the interview?
Right. And Amy Pascal has saved her job, which looked like it was in imminent death, and now she's become a hero of the industry because of how this was done. This is just one giant clusterfuck of a situation.
It is, completely. Every single choice they made was wrong, and now, they're coming out with money.
Yep.
How much do you think that would have made? Like, how many people would have seen it at the box office?
Nobody would have gone to see it because it's stupid.
Paid their $5 to go see it online because they were, like, defending freedom.
Right.
Yeah.
All
right.
Whatever. More insanity. Saved by the Bell's Dustin Diamond stabbed a guy in a bar in Wisconsin on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Yeah, how about that? Merry Christmas. And then he started talking about it online, and the judge ordered a gag order to get him to shut up. So, I don't know what's going to come of that. And then some actual industry news. Fast and Furious director Justin Lin is taking over J.J. Abrams' Star Trek franchise since former writer and director Robert Orci walked away from Paramount with creative differences. Thank God. That's all I can say is thank God. I can't stand the guy. I think he's a hack. But, hey, I don't know. I wanted Edgar Wright to take over this picture, and obviously that didn't happen. So, we'll see. I'm not holding out a lot of hope for long-term viability of this franchise. And then Pee Wee Herman, the next movie, which has been rumored for years and years and years, is going to start filming in February. It's going direct to Netflix. We don't know much about the plot.
Yeah.
We don't know who the director is yet, even though the director has obviously been chosen.
Yeah, we just know we'll watch it.
Yes.
That's all we know about it.
So, anyways, that's all I've got for entertainment news this week.
Okay. Well, Tasha McCauley, who's multilingual, a teacher and robotics expert. She co-founded Fellow Robotics, which is at NASA's research park in Silicon Valley. So brilliant, brilliant woman, you know, multi-talented, amazing. She got married just before Christmas.
We found out.
Well, she now has a trophy husband,
mm-hmm.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yep.
And thanks to New York Magazine for printing the article about their marriage in that way. I actually found one when Amal Clooney married George.
Oh, yeah.
It was the same kind of thing. It was about this brilliant barrister, civil rights advocate who married an actor. So that news came out. It actually took a while for that to come out. It was a little secret marriage. Anyhow, the other side of that, Bruce and Chris are officially divorced. But now he's still in contract to Keeping Up with the Kardashians for a bit, but he's pitching, he wants his own reality show, him and his older kids, his boys, doing crazy stuff around the world like they do.
Okay.
But the thing is, his stipulation is Chris cannot be a producer on it because she gets to pick what goes up and Keeping Up with the Kardashians and all the Khloe and Kim and Kourtney taking over wherever in the world. So all those shows, like, she's producer on, and she's, like, final say on things. So he wants to continue doing the reality show, but he obviously doesn't want her picking what of him is shown.
And I'm sure Ryan Seacrest will not have a problem with that.
No, I'm sure it will get worked out.
Yes.
And everyone will make lots of money.
Uh-huh. And hopefully one of these episodes isn't going to be about him transitioning to becoming a woman.
That will not what's happening anyhow?
They hired somebody. Somebody had posted that they had been hired by the National Enquirer to pose in drag to be Bruce Jenner so that they could write a story about it.
No. All right.
Okay. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in, for reading our reviews at DVDverdict.com. We are less than a month away. We are less than a month away from launching.
Good thing you're a podcaster.
Oh, God. This is why I'm taking a break right now. I'm completely spent. the new Daily Verdict DVD Verdict will stay as it is. And the new Daily Verdict will be kind of an overlay to that, which will keep, I can't even think right now.
So we're keeping the old site the same, except there will be, so you can research and read all of our old reviews.
Yes.
But we are launching basically a new site, which will have a slightly different format. We will still have all of our reviews, DVDs and Blu-ray, but we'll be expanding more to maybe some more editorials and essays, along with reviewing video on demand and things like that.
Releases and, you know, things that come to the movie theaters. News, just, you know, much more of a laid back. We're de-emphasizing the whole legal aspect that we've had for so long, so. Anyways, that's
completely gone.
No, it's just, it's not.
Is that like it?
Yes. It's just lessened.
Okay.
So anyways, you can expect that within the next month or so.
Okay. And this week, though, at the old site, we have a contest.
Yes.
Pay to play, democracy's high stakes. Now, I'm catching it. I can't talk.
Uh-huh.
So anyhow, a documentary about money and politics in the U.S. and what we can do to change it.
Okay. All right. Until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
Till next time, my friend, farewell. Goodbye.